Hey, Steve. Yeah, Happy New Year. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you on. All right, so obviously you're in the pause right now. So what's your advice to your wrestlers as to, you know, as to how they need to handle this right now until you get the green light?
Yeah, we're in the pause, but if the student athletes haven't recently tested positive, or they're in a quarantine or a contact tracing type of situation, we're able to practice. So you know, we're able to see the majority of the team every day, which is really helpful, obviously. But yeah, we're just you know, the time will come, you know, the opportunity will be here, and we just got to be ready when it is. And we're expecting that to be Sunday against Michigan State.
All right, so Cale, let's get to a couple things that they put in this year for the NCAA. The ability to wrestle, and I apologize for the lack of a better word, exhibition matches. How much is that going to help, especially with the ability to get wild cards if you can get four matches in?
Yeah, I like the idea of exhibition matches, just especially this year, just because if you're not a starter, you don't have the option to compete anywhere. There aren't open tournaments on the weekends or anything, so... So it's great just to keep the whole team involved and engaged. I think that's you know, that's a lot of fun for everybody, but also gives student athletes a chance to get multiple matches. Just because with COVID and everything, you just don't know if matches are going to get canceled at some point, or individuals won't be, or you know, a team won't have a certain weight class because of, you know, maybe positive tests. So getting to number four, you have to have four. Matches to be considered for a wild card if you weren't able to go to the conference meet, right? And it's a 17-day period in the Big Ten. So if you were to get sick, you know, probably 20-something days before the Big Ten, because you still have to be cleared and trained and be ready to go, you know, you're not going to compete in the Big Ten. And with the way the adjustments they've made, it's possible if you to get a wild card now, which is, I like that. I thought the people and leadership in the sport have done a really good job to accommodate the challenges that we have this year with COVID.
Yeah, there's another accommodation too. I believe in the Big Ten, instead of traveling 13, you're allowed to travel 16 and allowed to travel 20 if it's a quote try meet. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. Yeah, that's nice. And that just again helps to get additional wrestlers in there that can get those exhibition matches in, and even you know, if you fail the, you know, a test the day of, and some of them are false positives, as we've seen in some of the other sports, well, you have a backup, you know. And when you're traveling 13 guys and you have 10 weight classes, and something doesn't go right, or you have somebody's sick, or there's an injury on the road, you just don't have options there. So the 16 is nice for a lot of reasons, yeah, and 20 obviously is even better.
What is it like for you, Dale? Because your wrestlers love to wrestle. They want to wrestle. What is it like for a coach to deal with a team that is sitting there aching to wrestle right now?
Yeah, you know, I think for the most part they want to wrestle. And you can see when you watch them compete, you can kind of tell who wants to be there more than others. But yeah, these guys want to compete, and it's you know, getting set back a week and being put on pause was very frustrating, obviously, for the squad. And but it is what it is, you know. It's just part of reaching goals and being focused, is being able to, you know, just stay disciplined and keep your eyes on your goals, even when adversity or obstacles or whatever may appear. And as we know, they usually don't appear as you would expect. So that's why why it's called adversity, I guess. So, they're fine. And we just say, hey, let's just stay ready. And, you know, the opportunity is going to come, and let's be ready when it does.
Yeah, it's, quote, the free year, as everybody knows, in terms of eligibility. So what do you think that does nationally for lineups? What quality of wrestling will we see because of the free year?
Well, yeah, I think for the most part, there just aren't going to be kids redshirting, or as this is an Olympic year, people would have the option to, in our sport, just a few based on their credentials could take an Olympic redshirt year also. And up until this being called a free year, we had a few of our guys that were planning on doing that just because they didn't want to risk losing the opportunity to compete again. So with that being said, I think at least my thought or understanding would be people are just going to wrestle their best teams, their best kids, and yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I know for us, our team got a lot more exciting when they said it was a free year and we no longer had everybody planning on redshirting and Olympic redshirting that could.
You mentioned the Olympic part of it. The Olympic trials were supposed to have been here April 3rd and 4th, 10 months ago. So what's the status of that right now leading into Tokyo this summer?
You know, that's up in the air still. I think it's being discussed with Penn State and USA Wrestling. Obviously, we want to host the event, and that's the plan. I think USA Wrestling's looking at this is a big fundraiser for them, and being able to host the event where they can have fans is important. So we're kind of trying to see and if that's something that we'll be able to do, and if so, how many or what percentage of the Jordan Center. Because this was a big event. I mean, it sold out very quickly, well over a year ago when the tickets became available. It's just a lot of talent and a lot of exciting wrestlers on the circuit right now. A lot of them are in the Nittany Line Wrestling Club. So, but yeah, it's kind of uncertain right now. I couldn't really give you an answer, but you know, we're planning on hosting, and you know, whether there'll be fans there or not, you know, that's the question.
Yeah, you said sold out quickly. I think it was minutes.
It sold out. Yeah, it did.
in minutes. Obviously, we're at a point, Cale, where we don't know what the future holds. We never know what the future holds anyway. How much time do you spend? Obviously, you've got to take care of what you're doing at Penn State and other things, but also, you know, how much time do you spend thinking about the sport big picture personally?
Well, I think about, you know, I think you've got to be progressing, whether it's our individual program or an individual in the program or as a coach or as a staff. I mean, you've got to keep trying to get better, and you know, that's the fun part of you know, what we're doing. I think as a sport, we have to be doing the same things. You know, we have to say, well, all right, this is where we were 10 years ago, 5 years ago. All right, where are we today? And if we're not moving forward and climbing and growing and getting stronger, well, then, you know, we're not doing a very good job, right? And so I think you've got to always consider those things and just be willing to go to bat and stick your neck out and just try to grow and build. Because that, as a sport, college wrestling has never been more popular. The viewership that they have on the Nationals, ESPN, the Big Ten network has done really well with, you know, Big Ten wrestling. But wrestling's one of those sports, as other male Olympic sports are, that when there's a budget crunch or you know, some kind of any kind of a financial challenge, it's easy to cut the sport. So, you know, we still have a lot of sports, but you know, there's just some like men's gymnastics and men's volleyball. They're just, you know, they're hanging by a thread, and it's sad to see that. And you know, we would hate to see wrestling get to that point. And it doesn't need to be. We just need to kind of put our heads together and continue to build, I think.
When you look at your current team, it's always great when you have leadership in there. It may be individual in your wrestling, but leaders in your room mean so much. So what do guys like Nick Lee and Brooks and people like that mean to you moving forward, even a young guy like Roman Bravo Young, who has experience?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, obviously, as a coaching staff, you know, we have to set and help develop the culture, and you know, we have to lead by example, and you know, we've got to be the hardest working people in the program, or you're not going to probably be successful. But you have to have you know, student athletes that are willing to do the same thing and that care about the team, that are going to put the team first, and obviously, you know, when you put the team first, the less you think about yourself. Not only is the team going to do better, but I believe you're going to do significantly better as an individual. So, you know, we need those people that have the team mindset and see the big picture and are willing to be coachable and kind of understand that, you know, that truth, because that's not really the nature that we have. You know, it's, you know, we think and high school kids, that, you know, they're told all the time, it's, you know, build your brand, think about yourself, when the best thing you can do for yourself is be a leader and lead by example and do the right things and be a team player. You know, that's how you build your brand. So it's just, just trying to, first of all, just lead by example, but we count a lot on our kids, and you need peacemakers too. You know, you need the kids that kind of bring everyone together. That are, you know, it's not about being better than your teammate; it's about being the best you can be, and kind of lifting each other up. And I think we have that in guys like Nick Lee and Aaron Brooks. Carter Soraki has been really outstanding. He's as a incoming freshman, he's as good as any kid we've ever had, I would say. I mean, but it's up to him to go get it done. Obviously, Roman is stepping things up too. So we've got some good leadership. We just gotta get out of their way and let them do their thing.
And sometimes you do have to do that. You do have to do that because when you something you've always promoted, you want to make sure that the experience is there's work, there's dedication, there's discipline, but also there's fun to it. Part of the fun, I think, is when you have competition on a field, competition on a court, in practice. How fun is the competition in the room with this particular team, in your opinion?
Well, I think they're very competitive with each other. Some weights more than others. But, yeah, part of enjoying competition is enjoying practice, right, and being consistent. And if you're going to play big in a game or on a match, you know, generally 99 out of 100 times those same kids are going to be consistent in practice. So, but yeah, I think it's really important that they do have fun because they just perform better. You know, you're just freer and you can't be afraid to make mistakes or fail. And so, you know, that's an important part of, but every kid has, they're going to make that decision for themselves, you know, whatever their perspective is and what they choose to focus on. And that's kind of back to what we were talking about before is the leaders. We need them. If you're focused on competing for your team and one another because you care about each other and you care about the team, well, then you're less focused on yourself and you're going to just be freer and just more successful and you're going to enjoy it a lot more. So, but again, it comes down to the kids and them making that decision for themselves. But you gotta enjoy what you're doing. There's a lot of things you could be doing outside of wrestling or whatever sport you're playing. You know, there's a lot of options out there, so you might as well enjoy what you're doing or do something else.
Kale, one final question. I appreciate your time very much on the show today. It goes back to something I talked about with Russ Rose a few times over the years. When you have sustained success, one of the elements that he always tried to convince his teams of is that, hey, you're 0-0, it's a brand new year, you have to now make this team the best you can make it. Is that the same thought process in wrestling that, hey, yes, you built a reputation, quote, as you mentioned, built a brand, but yeah, you better be ready now because it's a brand new year?
Yeah, I think you have to have kids that want to come in and set a new standard and want to be the person that's winning those big matches and not just a fan or somebody that's based off of what we've done in the past, because I think we had a little bit of that even last year where, you know, we had kids that just thought, well, you know, these other guys will win the match for us, you know, but we didn't, you know, Bo Nickel graduated and Jason Nolf graduated, you know, these guys, Mark Hall is now no longer there. We don't have Vincenzo Joseph, you know, Kassar is done. So, you know, we need the next wave of kids that want to step up and be big in those big moments, and not just be a part of it, but to actually be the one that's out there scoring the points in the critical moments. And that's that's what we're looking for, obviously, when we're recruiting. Not somebody that just wants to say, oh, yeah, you know, I wrestled at Penn State and they won the Nationals, you know, a few years ago. You know, it's all about what are we doing now and getting better and trying to, as a coach, you know, we're looking to put our best team together, right? And if you think our best team's in the past, well, it's probably time to find a new job, right? I mean, we want to create our best team every year.
Kale Sanderson. Kale, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Steve. Have a good one.